Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. Hope the start of the day is treating you right for this April 12th, 2023, 9:04 on the clock. Got your host, James, here. I'm joined by Seth Habhager and taking her off guard, Melissa Kay. I just heard it sounded like you were rustling some stuff around over there, Mel. I felt like we took.
I was setting down a pen.
Gotcha.
All right. Thank you all for joining us, the best listeners in radio. We appreciate you joining us for great local content right here from Wisconsin Rapids. We are Central Wisconsin here at WFHR. I wanted to add a programming note before we get too far into things here. Tomorrow, joining Seth and I on the show will be Mary Bell Miller. She's part of an all-girl troop, 9118, part of the Boy Scouts, and working for her Eagle Scout badge.
Nice.
She organized a blood drive at Assumption High School. We're going to talk about that.
Very cool.
We actually will have that blood drive we're going to mention in our good stories, our local good stories of the day coming up a little bit later.
To welcome a fellow Eagle Scout, hopefully, very soon.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. That's going to be cool. We're looking forward to it. She'll join us in the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow.
Nice.
That's going to be fun. I wanted to dive right into entertainment news, but I am pulling a little bit of an audible. I don't normally touch on these things. I find it tacky, and I get uncomfortable with it. But okay. I do think it is worth touching on. Millie Bobby Brown, who is the lead actress on Stranger Things. She plays 11 on there. A lot of people are bent out of shape on social media right now because she is engaged, and she is 19. She is engaged to Jack Bon Jovi, who is the son of John Bon Jovi. They made this official in a picture. They've got a nice ring together and everything. But people are freaking out because Jack is 20, Millie is 19, and the internet is very concerned that she is too young to be getting engaged.
What?
And the internet is telling her this. And what? Everybody and their mother is getting online and going, "You are too young to do this," et cetera, et cetera. I was engaged at 19, you know, I don't know many people. There's literally like a billion people in society who are currently like engaged at the age of 19 or 20.
Right.
Like, I just don't understand this need for people to be in other people's lives that they have no idea who they are. They've never met. They don't know. They don't know you. They just leave it alone.
They're just trying to share their good news. That's all they're doing.
And they're 19 and 20. It's not like she's 19 and he's 62.
Right.
Like, they're two young people in love getting hitched. Like,
yeah.
Happens all the time.
It literally happens it's happening right now, I guarantee. Like, it happens all the time.
Why aren't people outraged that parents can sign to get their children married at 13 or 14?
Yeah.
You know, that can happen in many states across this country. That's something to be outraged about. 19-year-old, not so much.
No.
I love the idea of all these strangers, like, jumping at her with this quote-unquote knowledge that you're too young at 19. Do you think she doesn't have parents? Do you think that, like, other people haven't already said this to her?
Yeah.
That, you know, that they haven't had this thought themselves? That,
yeah,
hey, are we too young for this? Or I know my ex and I did. I know, you know, I mean, first off, if it's a mistake, it's their mistake to make.
Exactly.
They've got to learn. They've got to be the ones to learn this mistake. They cannot learn it with us telling them, "Hey, you're too young." "Oh, really? Oh, then I won't do it then." No, that's not. First off, none of us learn that way. Quit having this revisionist history in your brains of how you lived your life or something like that. Like, get out of here with that. Just leave the idea of throwing this opinion at somebody that didn't ask for it is just one of the silliest things I can think of in life. Like, why? Why doing this? I was talking about with parenting earlier. Are you that desperate to be heard or to feel important that you need to do that to bring other people down just so you can feel a tiny little important or a tiny little bit better than somebody else? Work on yourself. Figure out what is missing in your life that you need that so bad before you're going and picking on others. And I don't mean celebrities. I think celebrities can handle getting picked on a little bit here and there.
You would hope so.
I'm not talking about that as much.
Ask for it.
Yeah.
Just as in society, I just mean, you know, throwing our opinions at the wall like we're monkeys with our excrement or something like that. Like, what, man? Nobody asked you.
I also kind of wonder, though, because when she started Stranger Things, that was in 2016. Mm-hmm. You know, she was very young.
Yeah.
And I think we have a tendency in the real world to romanticize these actors. I mean, in a lot of people's minds, she's still that age.
Right.
Regardless of how old she is now.
Exactly.
You know, I think that you kind of just think that way about actors.
I've seen Drew Barrymore talk about this, and you're so right, Melissa. And when she did Playboy, it wasn't her. They say that doing Playboy really hurt her career and everything. It wasn't that it hurt her career with directors or casting agents or anything like that. People stopped wanting to see Drew Barrymore in movies because she wasn't innocent little baby Drew anymore. Mm-hmm. They weren't ready for the woman Drew. They weren't and they just couldn't handle that and everything. Luckily, she bounced back because she's resilient as all get out, and she, you know, made it happen and everything. But there's another parallel universe where Drew Barrymore just kind of fades away. And we don't hear from her because of that stuff.
Yep.
You gotta, I mean... It's the crux of the gig. You're so good at this that you make people believe that you are this person or whatever. And at the same time, on people, it's a show. It's a TV show. These aren't real things.
They're actors.
Get over it yourselves.
The actors are just too good, I guess, making people think that that's actually them.
I did find the joke funny. Wait a minute. She's 19. I thought she was 11. I thought was pretty funny. the first time I read it. Not the 80,000 times I did afterwards.
Yeah.
This is pretty cool. If you're a Ukrainian orphan, you could probably use some stability right now, an end to the war, and maybe parents. But Rachel Ray brought ice cream, which is better than nothing.
True.
I think that's a real jerk way of putting this. She was trying to do something good.
She was.
Not everybody can go to war for the Ukraine or can parent orphans or anything like that. Rachel Ray did this really cool thing. She went to an orphanage in Western Ukraine and refurbished their kitchen and taught the kids how to cook.
Well, that's not a bad thing at all.
That's more than ice cream.
Yeah. She also donated. I was Ron Bergening that and
that's
reading
right.
The article in front of me here. That's my fault. She also donated an ice cream maker and a food cleaner. She said, quote, "I am just grateful that they allow me to be part of their community and their effort. It's a moral imperative to be here. People here in Ukraine, they continued on with their lives despite whatever happens. I am in such awe of that." Rachel has been in Ukraine 4 times this year and plans are underway for her 5th trip.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's
good
pretty
on
cool.
her.
Yeah.
Rachel Ray is not a soldier.
Nope.
Just a human being.
She's a cook.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Got to give her props for that.
This is a very interesting story, and I'm very curious to see how well this is going to be covered. If you guys hear about this story in other outlets, if other people are hearing this story, please let me know. I'd like to know, just out of curiosity, because when this kind of things happen, I remember something similar with Amy Grant, and I'll get into the story. Granger Smith has found a higher calling. He is retiring from country music to pursue ministry. He announced it yesterday in a video he posted online, and here's part of what he said. Quote, "I'm making this post to announce this summer is my last tour. I have felt a strong desire to pursue ministry. This doesn't mean I'm going to start a church or a revival. It means that me and my family are going to serve our local church. We're going to pour into that church as members and have my pastors and elders pour into me and teach me as I sit under their wise teaching. And then, Lord willing, one day they will affirm me into the next steps of what that might look like to glorify God past from my platform." He added that he's been attending school, working towards a master's degree with the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary.
Seminary, yep.
On August 1st, he's releasing a book called Like a River, Finding the Faith and Strength to Move Forward After Loss and Heartache. Quote, "It's about from when I lost my son River to when we had Maverick and everything in between." Mm. His son River, for those who don't know, died horribly in a drowning accident at his home in 2019. Maverick was born 2 years later. Granger and his wife Amber also have 2 other children, 11-year-old London and 9-year-old Lincoln. Granger's farewell tour is called Like a River, and tickets for that go on sale last Friday. He says the show will be all about the fans. Quote, "This tour is not about me. It's about the people that have supported me for so long. Let's make sure we get as many people on the stage as we can. Has your dream always been to sing the chorus of my song, Come On Up? Here's a microphone. I've done it 1,000 times. Now you get to do it." He may be retiring, but once a musician, always a musician. Mm-hmm. He says, quote, "The guitars are a big part of our house and singing and dancing and kitchen parties. They will never go away."
No, I highly doubt that.
I'm not going to pretend to know Granger Smith or country music or anything like that, but I mentioned Amy Grant. I remember being blown away that Amy Grant was this big pop star, had a pretty good career ahead of her and stuff, mm-hmm. and decided that it was important to her to go into Christian contemporary music mm-hmm. and to shift her career to that direction.
Right.
And that was kind of, that was really noteworthy.
Yeah.
That there's nowhere near the success, the money, the fame involved in that style of music as opposed to the pop music she was doing.
Yep.
But it wasn't about that for her. It was a calling. It meant something to her deeper.
And she had actually started her career as a Christian songwriter and singer as she moved into pop. But you're right. It's really interesting to go back into what she started as, after you have all the success. And she had a lot of success in the 90s with her regular pop career. So it is something to say. This made me think of other artists who have gone into the ministry. Big examples are Little Richard.
Yeah.
He did that. Of course, Al Green, the mm-hmm. Reverend Al Green, who still, I believe, has a church in Cleveland that he is ministering to. So it's not unheard of.
Sammy Davis Jr. Converted to Judaism.
Yep, that's right. Very, very publicly. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think there's this necessarily an opinion conversation. I'm not giving our takes on this or anything like that.
No.
I think it's just more of an interesting thing, and we don't see it that often. While we've seen it sometimes, we just don't see this happen very often.
No.
Grief is something that is so personal and intimate, and we all do it differently. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine what him and his family went through.
Oh, gosh, no.
And if this is where he came out the other side of it, more power to him. Mm-hmm. I think that you wish him and his family good fortune mm-hmm. with this, and I admire it.
Big decision to do that.
I truly admire it. I hope that he does come back and do some music for his fans, because I imagine that they would like that. And no musician truly retires.
Not really.
I imagine that there could be something like that in the future for him. But maybe this is what this is what him and his family needs right now.
It sounds like it.
And that's what's important.
Yep.
And I imagine his fan base understands that.
I would hope so, yeah.
It's pretty cool. He wants to invite people on stage, too.
That's neat.
That's a
really cool idea for his last tour, yeah.
We'll take a break right here. When we come back, we've got the best and worst times to buy concert tickets.
Oh, anytime?
right. That's coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. A little bit later, we've got a That Ain't Right story about a scam caller and the one person he shouldn't have tried to scam call.
Uh-oh.
good stories of the day coming up, along with some local good stories of the day.
Yeah.
Local good things going on, we'll touch on. Right now, concert tickets. They've been in the news a lot. They're all over the place. If you've tried to buy concert tickets lately, I'm sure you've noticed that they are now approximately $50,000 a piece.
Yeah.
And if you really want to see Loverboy before they stop touring, you're going to have to mortgage your house. You're going to have a second mortgage or something.
Oh, my God.
I had to throw one of the...
I was hoping that was good. That was good. I'll give you that one.
I would love to know if they are still touring.
They are.
That is the worst band name of all time. To me, easily, number one with a bullet, Loverboy is the worst band name I've ever heard. If somebody came up to you and told you, "What band are you in?" "I'm in Loverboy." You would laugh. You would laugh in their face. There's no way you would. There's no other reaction you would have to that.
And only because they're successful that people treat it seriously.
Yeah. I think they do that just for the band. Just like, you know what? Let's give them this.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's give them it. Let's try to save some money. A new study looked into the average prices of concert tickets on the resale sites like StubHub and SeatGeek to figure out the best and worst times to buy. And the best time is the day of the show itself.
Ooh.
Really?
Because you'll pay about 33% less than average if you can hold out until that day.
Wow.
And maybe snag some tickets from someone who's desperate to sell.
Mm-hmm.
The second best prices are during the week of the show. So really, the longer you can hold out on buying tickets, the less you'll pay. And the most expensive prices are more than 3 months before the show, which is usually when the tickets go on sale and they have the most hype.
Mm, sure.
The second worst time is 2 to 3 months before the show. Mm-hmm. So I look at this as the opposite of airline tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's an interesting way. But
it's also risky then.
Of course.
Yeah. That's the part. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You're playing Russian roulette with your entertainment.
So let's say you're a big fan of Lizzo and, mm-hmm. you know, and you know, like super fan type thing. Mm-hmm. Then I would say, you know, make sure you get your tickets.
Yeah.
I would say go ahead. Yes. Yeah, you're going to pay more. But if you're a big enough fan, you're going to want to do that. If you're not such a big fan of Lizzo, but yeah, I like a couple of her songs. Then wait, and maybe you'll get a good deal. See what happens.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or maybe you'll find something else to do in the city that you happen to be in that you don't get to go to the concert
in. That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
My parents, luckily enough, were able to do that with Hamilton. When Hamilton came to where they live, they thought they had gotten the tickets. They didn't. And then on like a day or two before, they had something exactly like we're talking about happen. Someone canceled. They got them for a song like front row, second or first row like that. And we're like, Beth, of course, huge Hamilton fan, was like, that's not fair. Huh. That's not fair.
Only thing I could say that it must be nice.
Yeah.
It must be nice to have Washington on you. Nice. I couldn't help
that
myself.
Was good, that's
I actually got to do that. For a charity thing for Second City.
Really?
We did that song. Yeah, I got to do
really?
It. I did not do well. Oh. I did not do well. No.
But you got to participate.
I gave it all my all, though. I went all in on it, though.
Just do your best.
Yep. That's all you can do sometimes.
That's all you can do, man.
Push through.
Yep.
Push through. I sold it. I at least sold it, that's for sure. And we raised a lot of money for the Boys and Girls Club.
They're perfect.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Have you ever needed an Uber and panicked when you realized your battery was at 3%? It's why this would be so sneaky if it's true. Uber is being accused of tracking people's battery life and charging more when they're on low power.
What?
A newspaper in Brussels tested it by booking the same ride from the same place with two different phones. One had 12% battery, the other had 84% battery. The one with plenty of power got charged $18.10, and the one with 12% battery got charged $19.16, so about 6% more.
Hmm.
It sounds like they only tested it once, which is pretty lame. It doesn't really prove anything.
No.
But it's not the first time Uber's been accused of this. They also had to deny it back in 2019.
Oh, jeez.
Basically, they admit that they can see how much battery mm-hmm. you have, but claim it's only so that the app can switch to lower power mode when it needs to. They say any difference in fares would just have to do with the, quote, existing demand for rides and the supply of drivers who can respond. In other words, two identical trips might have slightly different prices because the number of drivers available is constantly in flux. Or that's what they claim, at least.
Hmm.
If you're trying to do something from the same location to test this, you're only going to prove their point.
Exactly. What they did, yeah.
The first driver may have a cheaper fare than the second driver, you know, that kind of thing. Amazon does this. I have these aspirins I'm going to buy, and I keep seeing them go down in price because they're having they've got an abundance of them. But as they when they're down to like one or two, the price has gone up a buck or two.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's yep. that
demand.
This is yeah. capitalism. This is, you know, I mean, this is a
form of capitalism.
Demand. It's a form of
yeah.
it, but it's a part of it. It's a branch of it.
It's
one of the veins of it, at least.
Sure.
Even if they are doing this, for one, if they are doing it, I would, I think we all would prefer they owned it. I think that goes a long way with audiences. But also, if they, I don't know necessarily what you can do about this, like other than not using
Uber.
Just choosing
yeah.
not used to using Uber.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's an excellent point. But this, I think, this is this kind of points out a bigger problem with some of the apps that we have on our phones, and the fact that, yeah, there are companies out there that actually know everything that's on your phone, or at least they have the capability. I'm not saying that they're all going in there and harvesting all of your information. Some might be, but I don't think every single one is. But they do have that capability, which is a little scary, you know, when you think about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anything on this one, Mel?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think so.
Take a taxi. Yeah.
I will say this.
Ride your bike.
There you go.
It's a bit of a reach I'm doing here, but it does make me think about public transportation in rural areas and the importance of that, and getting and that being a part of our conversations going forward here. More and more populations in towns like ours are growing. Mm-hmm. We just saw a report out of Wisconsin Public Radio, and a shout out to them and the good reporting. Wisconsin has regained almost all of the population it lost since 2020, but rebounds have been very uneven.
Right.
But in some cities, they're seeing a flux of population. Mm-hmm. You're seeing more people, which means you're going to need more of this. You're going to need more people being able to, be transported and bop around. I think having a bus line is just has no downsides to it. It's a matter of, can we afford it? Are taxpayers going to, be right. okay with it?
Sustainable, in other words. Yeah.
Is it sustainable? Because there's a lot of city, normally things that you get in a city that are being cut because there's not enough funds.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes back to the shared revenue.
Yeah.
Especially in Wisconsin. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it definitely needs to be looked at. They're holding the budget listening sessions all across the state right now while they are building their own budget. And I encourage everybody to go to those. Mm-hmm. Speak up. Talk mm-hmm. for what you need to have, because they're listening right now.
Yep.
Yep. I believe Representative Krug will be in town on Monday, this coming Monday on the 17th, in the afternoon at the library. For a listening and about the budget specifically. So mm-hmm. he will be in town.
Excellent.
Looking forward to that. Looking forward to Melissa's news, which is where we're going next. We'll be back with more fun after this on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
We call them cool, those hearts that have no scars to show. The ones that never do let go and risk the tables being turned.
I imagine a lot of people are going to be listening to that song a little bit later today. It's one of those you hear the song and you got to listen to the whole thing. Yeah.
Terry missed it by just by one thing. Missed it by one thing.
Yeah, we'll get that. We're going to have to get that one played for Terry one of these days.
Yes.
we're actually kind of one of the things that we love about doing live radio is certainly planning out we have about 16 segments. I plan out all of this show, all those things, and none of it matters when it comes to moments like this where we call audibles. And we're just going to do something completely different. Melissa came across something that we wanted to make sure to touch on this morning. Mel, do you mind leading this?
Sure. We had talked before about, Dolly Parton, our favorite person to talk about here on the station. and about the song that was banned, that first graders couldn't sing the song Rainbow Land at the Waukesha School District because the administration decided that it was controversial. Now there's even more information that's coming out about this situation. So one of the teachers spoke up against the ban and said, this is kind of silly. I mean, I'm putting words in her mouth. That's not exactly what she said, but she spoke out against it. Well, they put her on administrative leave.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Yep. And actually today, and this is an article that I came across in the New Republic. So the school board plans to meet Wednesday. The agenda includes items limited to the executive session related to specific personnel problems, which suggests closed-door discussions about Temple's fate. That is the name of the teacher, Melissa Temple. So to protest this in a way... Well, let's go back for a second because I want to tell you what she actually tweeted. Mm-hmm. School board administrators, including the principal, barred the song's inclusion, citing a district-wide policy on items that may be considered political, controversial, or divisive. So Melissa Temple tweeted about the ban and promoting massive public attention on the Waukesha School District, because we've all been talking about this.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
So last week she was placed on administrative leave. So now the members of the Alliance for Education in Waukesha, a group of parents and community members, are inviting the public to attend a public sing-along to Rainbow Land at the school board meeting to show support for an inclusive Waukesha. With parents saying, "I am deeply concerned that Ms. Temple was removed from her classroom for standing up for them and what she knows is right." And another parent said, "Melissa is a wonderful teacher, and the fact that the district did not address this issue with her and with the school principal directly, but instead called her out in a communication to the entire district community is not only wrong, but juvenile."
That's keep coming back to that.
Yeah, keep coming back to adults acting like kids.
Yes, indeed.
And this has to do with kind of the overall stuff that is happening in this school district, and unfortunately in school districts across our state and our country. But this is Waukesha. That's not that far from here, guys.
No, it's not.
The administrative leave, parents and teachers say, is a school district's overzealous enforcement of a board policy, which sets guidelines for when the district would permit a so-called controversial issue to be introduced in the classroom. The broad policy has gone as far as banning rainbow designs from school decor or teacher lanyards because of the association with the LGBTQ community.
Jeez. A rainbow.
You also can't say that you're happy gay anymore. Like gay is happy. You can't say
right.
that. The district won't allow that either. They also won't allow any words beginning with G or L.
Yeah. So what happens when there's a rainbow in the sky?
Yeah, you have to look away.
You can't look at the rainbow in the sky.
You have to look down if you are in the Waukesha area. You cannot look at the rainbow.
Okay.
Do not look it directly in the eye or you will turn gay. It's science, people.
Yeah, it's science.
You listen to rainbow, it's going to turn you gay. It's science, everybody. What are we doing? First off, we've all been teenagers, and we all know one of the quickest ways to get teenagers to do something is to tell them not to do it.
Exactly.
Or kids, in general. Just kids.
Kids in general,
I shouldn't say teenagers. Kids in general. So if your fear is kids listening to this music, great way to get them to want to listen to that song. The greatest thing that ever happened to heavy metal or rock music was parental advisory stickers.
Yep.
As soon as those showed up on CDs, kids wanted that CD, that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of us has gone through this. Every one of us understands this, yet as adults we continue to do these kind of things. And do you notice how they distract you? Do you notice how and I'm not even saying they do this on purpose. I will give the benefit of the doubt that some of this could be subconscious. It's a frustrating situation not being able to protect our children, because we are a country that cannot protect its children. We are all frustrated by this, I would like to think. Some of us believe this would be the answer. Some of us believe that would be the answer. This, that, whatever. So we're desperate. We're looking for what can make our schools safer. What can we do to make our kids safer in all this? I'm never going to begrudge a parent from looking at all options and all ways of doing that. But what are you doing? What a waste of time over a song. You're worrying about this. You're so worried about your kids like being empathetic to others, to being understanding of others. No white kid is going to grow up hating being white. Quit worrying about this. Of all the most ridiculous things to worry about, I've got plenty of friends that grew up very woke, very knowledgeable, are very proud of their heritage. One of them Scottish. Another one of them, my friends, is Italian. They're very proud of these things.
Yeah.
Like the idea that if we tear down a landmark, a statue of somebody, that history's gone. Have you heard of the internet? Have you heard of history books?
Museums. Come on.
Quit.
Well, but the problem with that, too, James, is that is under attack, but it's under attack from the people who say they're trying to save history, but they're not.
We have opportunities here to grow as a society, to grow as a world. The world is doing that around us. You can keep up with society and keep on the same page, or you can stay in the past. And that's fine, but we all know what happens to the past. it gets forgotten. It gets ran over.
Yep.
It doesn't get forgotten, but it gets passed.
Ignored.
It's
pushed
over.
To the side.
Done.
Yeah.
We're right. done with it. Mm-hmm. We're moved on. We're not using a horse and buggy anymore. We got cars. That's what happens to you. You turn into the horse and buggy. You will not be a part of the conversations going forward. Don't you want to be? Don't you? I mean, it's not to say that these things that are something that you have to do in your household. It's not as if you have to be supportive of these things necessarily, right? It's just you don't have to necessarily spread your opinion everywhere either. And if you don't like something, homeschool your kids. You want to keep them in a bubble because that ends great. That ends wonderfully, just keeping your kid. I don't mean homeschooling. I mean keeping your kid in a bubble. That's never going to do any good. That's not your job as a parent. That's not your gig. Your gig is to prepare them for the world. Mm-hmm. And what is part of the world? This.
Yep.
We have a society that is accepting and understanding of cultures of different walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
That's America, baby. That's what we are. That's the way this country was built. To be against this is anti-American to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely anti-American to me. Yeah. No different than a person who believes the South will rise again and believes in slavery. It's the same damn song to me. That's anti-American to me. That's borderline going against the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. Mm-hmm. If you're still waving your Southern flag and believe that slavery should be brought back or those kind of things or
right.
something like that, that's not only anti-American, that's going against everything that we're doing here. Like, what are you doing? Like, and going against these kind of things is one of the most anti-American things I can think of.
Well, and let's think. This article that we're taking this from is from the New Republic. This is a major national magazine that is now okay. So this principal has made the biggest stupid mistake of his life by saying no, you can't do this because now he is the laughingstock. Of everybody.
Yeah.
It's like, what? You go against this just an innocuous song about a rainbow? Seriously, dude?
Yeah.
You're a joke now. Sorry, you know?
And then they're going even further with that to go, oh, well, now we're going to put this teacher who called attention to us for doing this thing that is rather silly, and we're going to put her on administrative leave. If that's not bullying...
Jeez.
Yeah, the definition of bullying.
Stupid.
Basically, harassment? I don't know what is.
Yeah.
And it's a terrible look.
Bad for them.
It's a terrible look that didn't even work.
Yeah, exactly.
How many of those kids you think went and listened to that song, right? Like, I never heard this song. I'm going to go listen to that song.
Dolly Parton and Miley Cyrus should be really happy now because now everyone's listening to this song.
Right?
Yeah. But I bet you Dolly's not.
No.
No, I'm sure he's not happy about this. No.
These kids are heartbroken. They worked hard on this, and then they were told that sorry, we can't, because rainbow's bad. What?
It's really poor work by the people too. Like if they were practicing this, they had time. They knew that this was coming.
Yeah.
They could have told these kids a lot sooner.
If they want to control that much, then they should have picked the songs.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I bet you they will next year.
That speaks to their inability to trust, to have faith in their staff. And I mean, it goes so far beyond all of the things that we're already talking about. It boggles my mind.
You know, maybe the kids didn't have enough time to learn Deutschland über alles or something like that.
Yeah. We will take a break here. We'll come back. We got a Then A Right story and some local good stories of the day we're going to cover when we come back on The Morning Show at WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We are going to get into some local good news and notes in just a little bit. And, of course, we've got That Ain't Right story right around the corner for you. But I did want to let everybody know at the top of the hour, CBS News comes in and informs you on all your world news. After that, it's Morning Magazine for the day. And man, we got a good show for you today. At 10:05, we welcome in Stephen and Katrina Hintner from Family Natural Foods. Some of our favorite people to talk to. It is always fun and interesting, and they usually have me sample something. and the audience waits to see if I how I am afterwards and everything. And it's always good. It's always great stuff.
He gets better every time he does it.
Yeah. I'm actually really, my palate's grown because of them, I think, in many ways. I'm very lucky with that.
Very good.
Looking forward to that. We say a good morning to our great friends over at Family Natural Foods. When we talk local, we're talking Family Natural Foods. You're talking WFHR.
Yep.
It's the kind of thing you talk about.
We love them.
Also, joining us today, our great friends at Encourage. You talk about local, you talk about Encourage.
Mm-hmm.
They put a lot into this community. Darla Allen of the Charles and Joanne Lester Library is going to join us today.
Nice.
Looking so forward to talking libraries and talking with Kim about some of the designated fund info and stuff that is going on with Encourage. Looking forward to that. It's going to be a great conversation. That, again, will all kick off at 10:05 this morning. Right now, though, that ain't right time. That ain't right time. That ain't right time.
I also need a theme song.
Yeah. If you're calling someone pretending to be someone else, the worst number to dial is the person you're impersonating.
What?
Pierce County Sheriff's Office in Washington State is warning people about a scam caller who's pretending to be their own Sergeant Darren Moss.
Ooh.
And the scam came to their attention because Darren received a call himself from the caller pretending to be Darren.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh,
wow. The caller says that they have to discuss an urgent legal matter with you, and eventually they'll ask you for money to pay fines or even gift cards. They haven't caught the perp yet, but Darren is reminding citizens that no public official will call you asking for money over the phone. And if you're unsure, just call the main line directly, not the number the caller tells you to call.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, that guy is not going to be seeing any time, having any free time anytime soon.
No.
I started doing something. I have Snapchat because 90% of my teaching conversations go through there. My students all use it. And now, because the students use it so much, all the teachers use it to communicate with each other and stuff, which is wonderful when you're sending lesson plans with a medium that erases the information after you leave it and stuff. I hadn't thought of that. I just don't understand sometimes. But anyway, on Snapchat, I don't get a whole lot of spam from a lot of things. But on Snapchat, I do. It's always the, sugar mama stuff, which is hilarious to me.
Yeah.
Or it's propositioning this or what have you or like that. And I'm so sick of it and so tired of it. And I just block these people or whatever. But what I've started to do is as they proposition you, I float back to them, no, I'm not interested, but hey, have you heard of this great radio show, the morning show on WFHR? And I send them a link. I spam the spammers.
Nice.
I spam the spammers.
Nice.
I'm just promoting us.
Let's
I'm just
do
pushing
it.
Our station, pushing our call letters, all of it.
There you go.
I could not encourage people to do whatever business you're in or anything, spam the spammers. When they throw you stuff, throw it right back at them.
Find something you like or a cause or something. Yeah. Get the information out there.
Yep. Yeah. It feels very good. I'll tell you. It feels very satisfying. Yeah. But in all seriousness, this is, of course, something that you don't want to mess around with too much.
No.
More times than not, you see, if you have a landline, you see it on your caller ID, don't even answer.
Mm-hmm.
Just let it go to voicemail, that kind of thing. If it's somebody that if you are unsure of, like the officer tells you in this article here, and like Sheriff Becker and many people when we've talked about it on the air here, reach out to that person or reach out to that, you're not going to get in trouble for following up on something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And more times than not, you're helping them do their job.
Yeah.
This is vital information for them.
Yes, indeed.
But look up their number elsewhere.
Exactly. Yes.
From the caller.
Yes.
Always be careful.
It's a very good note to make.
Yes.
Very good. We are going to start doing this from now on. It's something that I've been wanting to incorporate more and more. I just wanted to wait until there were a little more activities in spring. And I figured today seems like a good day to do this, where our good stories of the day, we're going to do a little bit of our news and notes that you hear in Over the Back Fence.
Yeah.
Just touch on some local events that are going on. Like right now, today, is Heroes Cafe. It wrapped up today, but I did want to send a shout out to everybody over there. It goes from 7:30 to 9:30. American Heroes Cafe of Central Wisconsin is located at Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street. All veterans, military, police, firefighters are welcome. The next Heroes Cafe will be April 26th. Mm-hmm. And again, that's 7:30 to 9:30 at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge. We say hello to all of our veterans and, of course, our friends at the Elks Lodge.
It's good. Mm-hmm. A good reminder that it's up and running again because it takes a break for the winter. But now it's up and going again, everybody. So make sure you can get to it.
We have some Earth Day stuff coming up, and our friends at McMillan Library have some cool things going on with that, Seth.
We do. We've got Earth Week at the McMillan Library. We got a lot of cool things. So coming up on Tuesday next week, the 18th, they're going to be showing a movie at 6 o'clock, The Lorax.
Yeah.
Very fun. Oh, that's a fun movie, too. Yes. April 19th at 6, they've got a clean energy benefits of recent legislation. Nice. That's really cool. Yeah. So you can find out if there's any tax breaks or anything like that, rebates kind of thing, if you are doing clean energy infrastructure on your house or driving an electric car or that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You can find out about that. This next one I find really fascinating because of what we've been learning the last couple of years about what's really happening with recycling.
Mm-hmm.
So on the 20th, that's going to be next Thursday, 6 p.m., recycling what you need to know. So this is a great way to update on what we can actually recycle and what we can't.
Mm-hmm.
We have found, like I said, we found out recently a lot of stuff that we were told we can recycle is not true.
Yeah.
We actually cannot recycle those things. So this is a great way to update all of that. Mm-hmm. And then on...
So this is on the 20th?
The 20th, 6 p.m.,
And where is that? At the library?
It's at the library, It's all of this is at the library,
Is that Earth Day?
No, the 22nd is Earth Day, and then on Earth Day, thank you, James, for that, at 1:30, the movie The Biggest Little Farm will be showing on Earth Day on the 22nd. There's actually quite a few Earth Day things coming up in our community, and we'll be focusing on that as we get closer, but that's another great thing. The whole week, there's going to be a lot of great events at the library for that, so...
Our friends at the United Way have a lot of great April events going on. United Weekend is coming up and plenty of other things that Terry and I will touch on this Friday on the morning show. But I did want to mention that they do have a book drive going on now until the 28th. Drop off books or cash donations at the United Way office at 351 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids. It's time to donate those new or gently used children's books. Biggest needs are baby board books and easy readers. Books will be distributed during the Great Book Giveaway, June 6th through the 13th in Adams French. Nakusa, Port Edwards, Rome, Rudolph, Vesper, and Wisconsin Rapids. Encourage you
keeping
to be a part.
Local.
Yeah. Keeping it local, all right.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly what our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties does.
Yep.
You can find out more information and encourage you to volunteer. Call 211 or visit them at uwswac.org, uwswac.org. And we mentioned this earlier. We're going to be joined by this young lady tomorrow during the 9 o'clock hour. Assumption has a blood drive going. Every drop counts. It'll be this Friday from 9 to noon over at Assumption Catholic High School Library at 445 Chestnut Street in Wisconsin Rapids. You can make an appointment by calling 715-842-0761. That is 842-0761. Walk-ins are welcome.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
And don't forget that today is Shred Day. You can get your shredding done up until 11 o'clock.
That's
if
correct.
If they haven't already filled it up. Because... Yep, it's at Prevail Bank.
Prevail, yep, okay.
Mm-hmm. In their parking lot. That's 1601 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. You can take up to two boxes, but if you have more, you can just pay $5 for each box after that.
Yeah, and what's also so cool about this, for each pound of paper bought to be shredded, United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties will receive a dollar with a maximum donation of $2,000, which helps us, goes right back into our community.
Yep, and that $5 that you pay also goes to the United Way, just so you know. All of it goes to the United Way, so that's really cool.
Really, I appreciate you mentioning that, Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we did want to mention, remind everybody, we got schedules here.
We do.
For the school sports.
Yes, Lincoln High School schedules are here. I see girls soccer, golf, boys tennis, girls track and field, boys track and field, softball, baseball, all on here. You can pick up your schedules, stop by at the studios here and pick one up. Say hi to Pam and, say thank you. And, of course, we also want to keep the lookout for rafter schedules. Those will be coming any day now.
Yeah, those will be here soon, too.
We're looking forward to that. That is going to be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just get a couple of, world stories in real quick. Two lottery stories are in the news. A 61-year-old guy in Iowa bought a lottery ticket on April Fool's Day and thought he was being pranked, but he really did hit the jackpot of $40
million.
Wow. $40
million? Wow.
That's nice.
I'd like a prank like that pulled on me. Well, if that's, you know, what it is.
I feel like that's exactly how it would happen to me if I ever won the lottery. Like, I'd be the last person to believe it in the world.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't buy it.
They would literally bring the giant check to your house that says James Maylov on it. No, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah, this is a joke. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Seth.
They're handing me the cash, and I'm ripping at Seth like, you didn't get me, Seth. I don't believe it. But.
Counterfeit money.
Did you guys know that lottery ticket sales have gone up in Wisconsin? Johnson Rapids because of the recent winners.
Oh, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We've had a couple.
We had three big winners.
Wow.
So far. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
That's the place, apparently.
Apparently, yeah. Lucky place.
Buy your tickets in Wisconsin Rapids.
All right.
And a woman in Florida spent her life savings to help her daughter beat cancer. They hit the lottery for $2 million. Then hit the lottery for $2
million. Oh, wow. Oh,
wow.
She won the day after her daughter finished her last treatment for breast cancer.
My goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Karma.
What a
There's some good karma for you.
Yeah.
No kidding.
That's pretty cool.
That is very cool.
A fisherman in Texas was in the right place at the right time last Friday morning when he saw a Jeep that was almost fully submerged in a lake.
Uh-oh.
He called the cops, who showed up to pull the Jeep out. Then they realized the woman was inside and still alive.
Ooh.
She'd been reported missing a few hours earlier, and they got her to the hospital. She is doing okay now.
Good, oh,
wow.
Good. Wow.
That's good.
That's good.
Quite a story.
Yeah, that is quite a story.
Pretty good one right there. And a two-year-old Chihuahua in Orlando named Pearl has set a new world record for the world's shortest living dog.
What?
What?
She is only she's only 3.6 inches tall and weighs just over a pound.
Oh.
The
okay.
The previous Thanks. Record holder was her Aunt Millie, who was 3.8 inches tall.
Runs in the family.
It runs in the family.
Height. About that? We're talking about height.
Height,
here.
Yes.
Yeah. Length of life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
got it.
No.
The way they worded it did sound, I knew what you're
oh,
saying,
really?
Melissa.
I didn't even hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even hear oh, that's horrible.
My brain went the wrong way on
what
that
a,
one.
What a morbid good story. What a
shortest life.
What trophy for the shortest life. Boy, they even named it.
James really doesn't understand what a good story is. He really doesn't. And we wanted to mention this, a 24-year-old guy named Cyril Betherell just quit his job to spend 100 days riding a horse 2,300 miles from Austin to Seattle. He says there's a family tradition on his dad's side where he has to go on a great big adventure. His great-grandfather started it. He could choose any adventure he wanted, and this is what he picked. He left on Sunday. Safe travels, my friend.
Yes, and watch out for saddle sores. That's all I'm going to say.
Man, I would love to be able to do something like that.
That's a crazy cool idea.
Lots of water.
Like,
and lots of rests.
Yes.
Yeah. Like riding a motorcycle, like cross country. Like either one of those seems so cool to
Dude,
me.
Dude, man, you'd perfect for that, man. I see in the leather jacket and the helmet. Yeah, you're made for that.
I choose hot air balloon.
That's not bad either. Not a bad option. Thank you both for a great show, great day. Thank you to the best listeners in radio. We appreciate you helping support local live radio from here in Wisconsin Rapids. Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
You too,
James.
Everybody else, stick around for Morning Magazine coming up right here at, well, I like the way Heather says it.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.